Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Just real quick before we get into today's episodes, a couple little life updates. I found that I'm having trouble keeping up with these life updates on what I shared and what I didn't share. And I'm also finding it hard to have new things every week because I find out I don't really have that many updates to provide. But I did want to make it a little bit more personal and including a few little things to share each week. So I apologize if you find that I'm repeating things that I've already shared, but I'm just going to say what I think of and then move on to the episode topic. So the one thing I did want to mention that we've been doing that's been kind of fun is keeping a little notebook to keep track of places we want to go, restaurants to try, trips for like who knows when in the future, even if it's something that we're like not even remotely close to something we'd want to plan, but something we see that looks really cool. We have like this notebook and we've just been kind of randomly jotting down things on pages. It's kind of unorganized, but if we think of something like we see a video on YouTube or something of a really cool location, we'll just write it down, places to go in the future, and we'll just add it to the list. Or like if we hear on our local Facebook page some new restaurant that sounds good that we'd want to try, we'll just add it to the list that says restaurants to try or places to go hiking or whatever, anything. Oh, plants to get. Like if we see a cool plant that we think we want to get in the future for outside, we'll like write that down. So it's just been kind of fun. And whenever we think of something that we probably would likely have forgotten in the past, we just say, write it in the book. And we go like write it in our little book. So that's been really fun. So I'm just kind of sharing that in case that might be something fun you'd like to do. And I feel like I definitely already shared about our library trips that we've been doing every 2 weeks. So as most of you know, I'm a huge audiobook and Kindle book reader. I do pretty much all reading digitally, either like through Kindle type books through the library or from Kindle that I get for free mostly, and also audiobooks from the library. So I don't really read any physical books from the library as far as like novels or things like that. But we've been going to the library every other week and getting just like random books that you can kind of flip through. Then that's been really fun. Like, for example, this week we got I got a cookbook. I got a book on like shade flowers because we have some shady areas in our yard. And then we got something on berries like to grow in your yard. And it's just like the type of book that you don't have to finish in time to get it back to the library in time. It's more just like fun, almost like coffee table-ish type books. So we're still really enjoying that. We don't even really go in with something in mind. We just kind of wander up and down the like nonfiction aisles and come across things that look interesting and grab them. So that is definitely, I'm still loving that lately. And I just wanted to share that. So anyway, today we are talking about fear of missing out. So fear of missing out refers to the feeling or perception that other people are having more fun, experiencing new things or living better lives than you are. It often happens when you see these things in people you love or are close to, but it can also occur with those you might follow on social media. When you see others having exciting experiences, it can trigger a sense of envy or self-doubt. And you might wonder, you know, like, especially if it's someone you're close to, why you weren't included or why your life isn't as exciting as theirs. And it can lead to feelings of sadness or guilt, You might even question, you know, if you're living up to your potential. Are you doing all the things you should be doing or could be doing? And if you feel like you're left out, that can really kind of affect your overall well-being. It can increase stress and anxiety, and those obviously can also lead to impacts on your physical health. So it's really kind of important to recognize when FOMO strikes and also be able to understand that social media often presents a curated version of reality. So it's not really something that you want to let impact you, because it's mostly not even the full picture. So instead of comparing yourself to others, whether that be on social media or just in your everyday life, really try to focus on growth and experiences and celebrate your own path. So, to get more into this topic today, we're just going to kind of talk about some tips to dramatically reduce fear of missing out in your life. So one thing we can do that definitely helps with eliminating or lessening FOMO is to kind of slow down. Our fast-paced lives often contribute to fear of missing out. If we can really kind of practice taking our time in everyday activities like eating, driving, spending time with family, and just kind of reminding ourselves to slow down and really enjoy the present moment, it can really make a big difference in not really worrying about or caring what others are doing. You can also talk to your family and request their support and reinforce this intention too, because then that can just kind of benefit them also. And if you're all kind of focusing on slowing down and enjoying the moment, it can really further that impact. When we live life too fast, we might feel the need to constantly jump into things because we miss the joy in our everyday moments. So slowing down can really make a big difference. Slowing down and recognizing what is going on around us and enjoying those little things. It's also important to make sure we distinguish between what's truly important and what is just something that might be desirable. Not everything contributes to the quality of your life. So when we take time to say no to more things, it really helps us be able to free up time for experiences that really matter to us. We only have so much time, and each time we make a decision to do something, it means we're giving up something else. So rather than focus on what you might be missing out on, think about what you might be giving up. This can really kind of help you make choices that prioritize the things in your life that you really value. Because just like spending money, if you're spending money on one thing, it means you can't spend it on something else. And it's the same thing with our time. If we're spending our time on one thing, we can't be spending it on something else. So it's really important to consider that, that choice, and make sure that you're choosing the things that are most important to you. You also want to try and focus on experiences that enhance your life's quality, not just the quantity of experiences. More isn't necessarily better. Skipping out on certain experiences can allow you to save time and money that can be used to experience things that really enhance your life. And again, really thinking about what you value most will help you decide what lesser activities you might want to skip to be able to do those things that you really love or that you've really been wanting to do for a long time. Another thing you can do is embrace JOMO. So shift from FOMO, the joy of missing out, to FOMO, I'm sorry, shift from FOMO, the fear of missing out, to JOMO, the joy of missing out. I did not make that up. It was on the internet, so it's definitely a real thing. But I thought it was kind of funny, like as a concept of really, rather than worrying about what you might be missing, thinking about the fact that you're purposefully missing out on things. Recognizing that saying no to certain things allows you to say yes to other things that are more in line with your values and your well-being. So don't feel obligated to say yes to every opportunity that comes up. You want to really celebrate your ability to choose what really matters to you and be happy about the choice you made to skip something or to get something else that will be even better for your life. You're not saying no because you're limiting yourself. You're saying no so that you can do other things that you really would like to do. Another thing, which is with many things, is to take a look at your social media habits. If you follow anyone that makes you feel like you're not keeping up or living up to a certain status or lifestyle, consider unfollowing or at least pausing for a while. Social media can be a really nice way to connect with others, but if it's making you feel like you're not doing the right things in life in comparison to others, it's really not worth it. Don't forget that people are only posting the best of themselves and their lives. And either way, even if what they're posting is really how their life is, that doesn't mean that yours has to compare to them. You just really want to stick to focusing on what you want and what you want to do with your life and with your time, and not worry about what others are doing. Because sometimes we can be completely happy with everything that's going on and then see something on social media and so we suddenly want something that we never wanted before. So really keep that in mind, that it can be fun, but it can also have a harmful impact on how you feel about the things that you're doing. And then again, your values. It always goes back to that too. You really want to it's really important to understand your core values, what really matters to you. When you're clear on your priorities, it's easier to resist wanting to be a part of everything so that you can focus on the most important things to your life. You can commit to experience that align with your values. And those might not always line up with what everyone else is doing, and that's perfectly fine. You have to feel confident that you're choosing the things that you want to do and others are choosing the things that they want to do. You also want to definitely lean towards experiences rather than symbols. Don't let yourself envy others symbols of wealth, status, or possessions. Focus on the underlying experiences. Look for experiences that give you a feeling of accomplishment, adventure, or connection. These are so much more fulfilling than status symbols, which might bring you joy in the moment, but not in the long run. So, you know, someone can have a vacation in some, you know, super luxurious remote part of the world, and you can have one, you know, an hour drive away, and it can still be just as amazing as the high-end, crazy expensive vacation. So really focus on what your experience is and not worry about what others are doing as far as showing the status of certain cars, houses, vacations, things like that. It's really important to kind of focus on those experiences that matter to us. And then, of course, gratitude is always big in so many areas. Working on building up your attitude of gratitude can really be helpful. Regularly acknowledging and appreciating what you do have can really make a big difference in our lives. Gratefulness shifts your focus to all the things you already have, and that really helps reduce the fear of missing out, because when we're grateful for all that we have, it's really hard to worry about what we might not be participating in. It just doesn't really matter that much. And there's always going to be something bigger and better. If your goal in life is to do anything and everything that comes your way, it will be very difficult to feel happy about the things you're doing and what you have. There will always be something bigger and better. There's endless possibilities of the things we can do in our life, and we can only choose certain ones with the limited amount of time that we have. So try to think about some of the tips that I just shared today. And really think about how you can focus on how you want to spend your time so that you don't feel like you're missing out on other things that you could potentially be doing. When you know you've made the right decisions, you don't have to worry about what the other options were because you picked the best thing for your situation. If you put your full attention to those things and don't worry about what anyone else is doing or what you might be missing out, you'll be in a much better situation and you will be much less likely to experience the fear of missing out. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.